It's a bi-week edition of Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority from the PNC studio here at Halas Hall. Zach Zaidman along with a special co-host for the hour, former Bear, employee number 95. You know him as a TV star, a comedian, an
Keep
MC,
going. Keep going.
A man of the community.
Keep going.
The soulful sound
yes.
of Anthony Adams.
Hey, how you doing? I'm putting on my radio voice right now. Yeah, it's me. I'm here.
Bears fans are lucky to have you here for the hour.
They are.
You want to introduce our guest?
Yes. Hailing from Indiana University, which took a devastating loss to Penn State, 29-7. We have Super Bowl champion who took it to the house against the great Peyton Manning, Mr. Tracy Porter! Porter!
Appreciate y'all having me on the show.
It is a pleasure to have you. Super Bowl champion. You know, he was able to do something that the Bears a few years back were not able to do.
Thanks for reminding me, Zach. I think about that every night when I go to bed.
At least I got them back, though. That was the team that won it, so we beat them.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, Spice was not on the 2006 Bears, so he didn't have to. That's a painful loss. Knowing what you know about the Super Bowl, could you imagine walking out? And you won one with the New Orleans Saints. You had, well, you know the big play. I mean, there was a decisive.
Everybody know about that play.
Game-ending play, if you will. You put the game away.
Yeah, yeah.
You picked off Peyton Manning, and you took it to the house.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable feeling. And when, you know, most guys say they'd rather not go to the Super Bowl rather than lose it, I think that's a pretty fair statement. I mean, you know, most guys, they want to get there, but you really want to win a championship because that's your whole goal. And if you get to that point of, you know, getting to the Super Bowl and not winning that, you know, if you feel like, I mean, it was a waste. I mean, you know, no disrespect to the teams that didn't achieve that, but you know, you just feel like as a competitor that it was a waste of a season.
Yeah, I think about it all the time, man. We were one game away, and you know, when you go back to like alumni homecoming and all that, and they're still celebrating the 85 Bears, I'm like, man. I mean, no disrespect to the 85 Bears; they're awesome, but I just wish one time they would celebrate 2010 Bears of us, you know, winning the Super Bowl. But it's all a fantasy.
And he lost to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah,
in the NFC
Championship.
That
makes it worse because they offensively they only put up 14 points against us, and the game before they went down to Atlanta and put up like 45. I mean, so this is a high power offense,
right.
And we held them to 14 points. Like, I think they had that the first two drives. Then they didn't score anything offensively for the rest of the game. So it's heartbreaking. And then we put Todd Collins in, who's 172 years old.
Not for long. And Caleb Haney comes in, and he had a little bit of success before the whole thing
went
south. Let's
change the subject, Zach.
Yeah, Anthony Adams is here. So is Tracy Porter on this special bi-week edition of Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority. You know, the thing that sticks out, though, just one more thing about
that. Come on, Zach.
The regular season finale, Bears were playing at Green Bay. They'd already clinched everything you could possibly clinch.
We could have put them away, man.
And that's what they tried to do. Because you knew that if the Packers got into the playoffs, that eventually you were going to end up seeing them, right?
Eventually they would end up winning the Super Bowl, which they did. And I missed a pick that game, too. So thanks for bringing stuff up, Zach.
Hey,
man.
You brought it up. I was just talking about Tracy Porter, the Super Bowl champion.
You brought it up. And you're still talking about it.
What's it like when you get to the top of the top as an NFL player? Because think about it. There are some unbelievable players throughout the history of this game, mm-hmm. Hall of Famers, that have accomplished great, great things, and they've never done what you've done, which is win a championship.
Man, I mean, words can't describe it. I mean, if you take – catching a pick and taking it for a touchdown, that was just the icing on the cake, so to speak. But winning the championship was an unbelievable feeling.
Dude, you didn't even get caught because you ran like a 4.9. Like, I seen your speed.
No, I'm just messing with you.
This guy had one of the fastest combine
times
ever.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah, it was.
He's a
we had one of the fastest
bolts of lightning
in the combine.
if you rolled him sideways, I think down a hill, maybe.
He'll beat me backpedaling. Like, if I was going forward, he'll beat me backpedaling.
You know what's stunning to me is that you have two guys that look very different from a shape standpoint, and yet you guys both play the same sport.
Different position, different position.
Zach, you always point out something very interesting.
Yeah,
man.
No, but
I will give you that.
But to be fair, Tom Thayer always talks about how do not look at Anthony Adams and judge the book by the cover.
Yeah, I just look like this, man.
Right.
But I'm extremely athletic.
Right. When you get in the trenches, if you're a running back trying to get by this guy, you're going to be in a world of hurt.
Yeah, man. You know, they pay you a lot of money to get through some tight spaces, man, and do some athletic things, man. And I'm, you know, fortunate enough and limber enough where, you know, if an offensive guard wants to come up to me, I can – break out a break, move, and dance, and it'll freeze them, and then I'm right by them. You know what I mean? I just got that knack to do the impossible.
Yeah, man.
Even though I look like this.
I've seen some pretty, you know, large guys in my years playing in the league that were pretty athletic. So I can agree with them there.
Anthony Adams is here. Our guest for the full hour is Tracy Porter here on Bears All Access. And let's fast forward to the 2015 Bears. Mm-hmm. Tough loss earlier this week in Detroit. Because you guys were making strides. I think you felt the arrow was going up. And how do you bounce back from that?
Now he's on me now.
No,
well, you know, as a competitor, man, we were definitely making strides. But I know most guys in the locker room were going to say, you know, we could have did things here and there to change the outcome of the game. And, you know, it's not all on you. But you know, I look at it from my perspective as a guy on the team, and I felt like that touchdown that Calvin Johnson caught, I felt like I could have done something, you know, a little bit more, whether it's have better eyes or not undercut the route. It's a game of inches, and if you look at the play, I mean, it was a few inches that the ball, you know, just crossed my fingertips. And he made the catch. But if I knock that ball down, we go home 3-3. So, you know, I look at it as, you know, I put it on my shoulders. Though some my guys in the locker room may differ, you know, they may say something different. That's how I look at it.
I think, personally, that Golden Tate has been giving the refs money since the Green Bay game.
How, Sway? How is that a touchdown? How? He's going down. He loses the ball. Eddie Goldman tries to get it, and then we intercept it. Like, oh, my gosh.
But see, that's the thing, and we got to take a break here, but real quick, and I think Tracy brought it up, Spice, is the fact that there are so many different players that can do exactly what you did, that when you just look at yourself, mm-hmm. there's a play here, a play there. Yeah. You know, Kyle Long the other day talked about some of the plays that he could have made that weren't made. Jay Cutler after the game talked about how if he was more efficient in the red zone, maybe you get one more score in the red zone, you're not talking about this. I think that's what made that loss so bitter.
Right. That's right. How you can tell Tracy is a leader. Because he could have said, if the defensive line would have did their job or if the linebackers would have did their job. He said, no, I could have did something better. So that's a true sign of a great leader.
Yeah. When we come back, I want to get into the locker room and find out who are the voices that are speaking up to make sure that the arrow continues to point back up and you guys are able to bounce back after the bye week. Tracy Porter is here, my special co-host for the hour, the man known as Spice, former Bear Anthony Adams. Zach Zaidman with you. Bears All Access rolls on Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Tune into the Bears Coaching Show brought to you by McDonald's with Jeff Joniak and the Bears Coaching Staff Monday nights at 6:30 on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. This is Bears All Access from the PNC Studio at Hallis Hall alongside the special co-host for tonight, AA, Anthony Adams, Spice, joining me.
Do you ever mess up?
Occasionally. I'm human. You know, I'm not super special.
Yeah, you...
You know when you run into the problems? When you think you're better than everybody else.
Yeah.
You know? When you stop doing the work.
You get humbled.
You get a big head. You know, that's when bad things
happen.
You get humbled real quick.
Yeah.
That's when you get humbled.
The other voice you hear is Tracy Porter, the veteran Bears cornerback. New addition to the team, but very familiar with the people running the Bears now. Ryan Pace was in the New Orleans front office when you won a Super Bowl with the Saints. You played a little bit for the Broncos when John Fox was around. So when the opportunity came to be a Bear. Mm-hmm. What stood out to you about this organization, knowing what you know about the people in charge?
Being familiar with those guys, with Coach Fox and Ryan, and you know, just having an opportunity to start fresh and come in and compete. You know, having all those things on my plate, and you know, just giving, you know, just you know, knowing I was coming into a good situation and I was going to take full advantage of it. You know, every play I was going to get, I was going to learn and adapt to the playbook as best as possible, and you know, just let my play take care of itself and let the coaches make the choices.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Playing in a 3-4 and playing in a 4-3, how does that affect the corners?
It doesn't really affect us.
Okay.
Much. Because, you know, we still have the nickel with 5 DBs. You mm-hmm. still have your dime packages with 6 DBs. The only thing it changes is the front. You have an extra linebacker, so to speak. So
okay.
It doesn't really change us.
All right. Good, good.
Really, you're depending on the guys up front to do their job.
Because, always.
Always. 4-3.
Rushing coverage.
3-4. Right.
But there are
4-2, 2-2-5, whatever. We're depending on that rush.
1-10.
Yeah.
But you often hear the biggest difference, and a lot of the people listening right now have not had the opportunity to do what you do. Mm-hmm. You hear when the Bears played the cover 2 defense, as it was called,
yeah.
for more than a decade here. It was a zone defense. So as a corner, you're kind of funneling. You're more physical. You're funneling guys to a certain spot, and everyone's got to be at the right spot. There's constant communication.
Yeah.
And then what you hear is when it's a base 3-4,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of – you're trying to confuse the quarterback with different blitzes and such. The corners aren't an island. It's you mano a mano with the receiver. What do you like better?
I like the mano a mano. I like that better, but, you know – The zone coverages will give us a break from going mano-mano all
game.
Some
guys don't like to hit.
Yeah. Well, that's why, you know, the coaches in the front office, they do a good job of getting the right guys to fit the type of scheme that they like to run. So, like I said, I like to go, you know, man-on-man with guys. I like to cover guys. And I like to do a mixture of things. But if I had to pick, yeah, I definitely like to go man-on-man.
That's how you can tell what type of defense you're dealing with. If you turn on the film and you see the corners coming up to tackle, then you say this team is physical. If you see the linemen running and hustling to the ball, then you say this team, they hustle. You know, so if you see, you know, the linemen running to the ball and you see the tackles, I mean, and you see the corners coming up to tackle, then you say this is a hustling, physical defense. So turning on the film and seeing the corners coming up to make a tackle, you can – that tell what type of defense you're dealing with.
I don't know if you can be in a locker room with Pernell McPhee and not hustle. Because I don't know how you can come back to the sideline after each series, look that guy, because he'll find you if you're
definitely.
Not bringing it.
Definitely, definitely. He definitely lights the fire under the defense. He's definitely one of the vocal leaders, and not only vocal leaders. I mean, he definitely performs on the field. He performs in practice. He gives it 100%. And, you know, that's one of the guys that we look up to. And, you know, though I'm looked at as a leader somewhat, I'm not as vocal as he is. I'm more of a lead by example type guy. But, you know, if guys, you know, need me to say something, then, you know, I'm more than happy to say a few pieces here and there.
There are different aspects to the defense because mm-hmm. you have Pernell, who I think is the overall leader
yep.
of the group, but also the linebacker Sam Acho is very vocal as well.
Yeah.
And then in the secondary, Antrell Roll, you know, in the
definitely.
Last game against Detroit, he's a coach on the sideline, even though he can't be out there on the field with mm-hmm. the ankle injury, working with HJQ, Harold mm-hmm. Jones-Quarte, and also working with Adrian Amos, mm-hmm. rookie out of Penn State.
Yep.
Don't
just
say
beat
that.
Indiana
don't say
29-7.
Yeah.
And we got what, 3 Super Bowl champions?
McPhee
yeah.
won one in Baltimore, and Antrell Roll won one with the Giants. Yeah,
yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that helped. Yeah. And obviously Tracy won one in New Orleans. And you're the leader, so to speak, of the cornerback group when you have a young guy like Kyle Fuller, and this mm-hmm. is a new defense for him. You know, because we talked earlier about playing that zone defense.
Right.
Can you understand the growing pains that someone has to go through in order to become the type of player that they need to be within the framework of this defense?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, dealing with a lot. I mean, it's only his second year, so he's, has to get rid of one playbook that he learned last year and transition to a new playbook. And, you know, the outsiders, people looking in, they don't want to hear that. They just want to hear, you know, guys covering and guys making plays and this, that, and the third. But, you know, it's a lot to go in on a defensive side, especially the corner position. It may be an easy position to learn, but it's one of the toughest positions to play because you need experience. You can't just say, hey, go out there and play cover three, because offenses will line up in bunches. They'll give you stacks. They'll give you slot. They'll give you trips. They'll give you all types of stuff, and you have to know what you're playing versus knowing what you're up against.
How long does it take, both of you guys, where you stop thinking? Because once you start thinking, you just mentioned a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah, if you think, you lose.
Right.
Absolutely. So that's where it comes into play of going through the playbook, studying your playbook, studying the film, getting a feel for, you know, what's coming, learning formations, just learning different things, just doing that extra time of studying and becoming familiar with it. And that all comes with experience as well. Once you get that experience and you're familiar with your defensive playbook, you're like, okay, now, okay, I see trips formation. Okay, this is what they like to do. So now you can play faster.
Yeah, that allows you to play faster if you don't think. It's just everything is just second nature. I mean, it's not like you reinventing the wheel. Either they're going to run or they're going to pass.
But these kids today that come into the league, they're all playing video games. You know, you got to change your study, because it is like going to school.
It is school.
Yeah. You got to take the X's and O's that you see on the chalkboard and make it come to life out on the field.
Mm-hmm. And that separates the good players from the really good players in the NFL. We got a lot to discuss. When we come back, we're going to be joined by another special guest on this special bye-week edition of Bears All Access.
Stacking them all.
We'll meet the person who makes AA look good on TV. That's next.
That's not hard.
Tracy Porter is here. Spice Adams is my co-host for the hour. Zach Zaidman with you. Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, covering the world of Bears football on and off the field with Anthony Adams and Lauren Screeden, brought to you by Jimmy John's, and airing every Sunday night at 11:05 on Fox 32 Chicago, or go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. If you've missed the first couple of segments of the show, where in the world have you been? Tracy Porter, the veteran quarterback, is our guest for the hour. That other voice that keeps interrupting is the guy that they call Spice around here.
That's me, baby.
Yeah, he's on social media. You see all those fancy videos. Videos that
my radio voice is so on point, man. Oh, man.
It's like 670
The Score.
Yeah,
tune in every night.
Do we have auto tune on these?
Oh, man. I don't need auto tune, man. You know, I'm just a sexy big guy. You know what I mean? It has a smooth radio voice. It's TMI, but people need to know this, man. Really do. If they don't already know, they should. Probably one of the best things that happened to the Bears on and off the field. I'm gonna drink this water.
That's Anthony Adams. He's obviously wearing himself out, patting himself on the back. And his co-host on Inside the Bears, which you can catch every Sunday night at 11:05 on Fox 32 Chicago. And you can also catch it on the Bears website, chicagobears.com/insidethebears. But your co-host on the show, you've got someone who is new this year and making her first appearance on Bears All Access. That would be Lauren Screeden. And, Lauren, let me tell you in advance, I'm sorry you have to work with this.
You know, it's not as bad as you would think.
Thank you, Lauren.
We have a really great time. I mean, with that kind of voice, you know, how could you not have? How could you not have a good
gold.
Time?
Yeah,
it's
but unfortunately the body does not match, and on television that's always an issue.
I'm working
He's
on it.
He's pretty
man.
GQ.
You see these, like okay, let me show you. I'm gonna show you right here, man.
That's radio.
I got the four pack right here, right. I'm not gonna worry about these.
This
two.
Is why it's radio.
But I've been doing my sit-ups, man. I've been trying to work it out to fit back in my suits, man. It's gonna happen. You're gonna see it, Tracy. Watch. You're gonna be like, man, he looking suave in that suit right there. Suave.
You know, I got to say, though, he did have a lot of ladies coming up to him at Bears Meyer Ladies Night.
As always.
I was surprised.
Yeah, I had to keep, like, scratching my face like this so they could see my ring.
You were
like,
surprised?
I'm married.
She was surprised
that it was, like, 60 ladies as opposed to the normal 20 ladies that come up to him.
Let me recap. So, earlier this week at Soldier Field, the Bears annually hold
Bears Ladies Night, which is an introduction to football for women. And, you know, the Bears have the largest female fan base in the National Football League for a single market, which gives you an idea of the kind of popularity that, that Spice is dealing with. So he gets up on stage. He was hosting a special game show, I think Password,
but,
right?
But before I got up on stage, like when I got off the elevator, it was just like pandemonium, man. You know, it was crazy. Lauren, you saw it.
Swarming.
You saw it. I barely could, like, I was just trying to walk, and it was just like all over my arms, over my legs. It was crazy. I mean, I appreciate it.
There was a solid 10 or 12 people surrounding him.
Oh, solid.
But see, this is why they brought me in, so I keep you in line here. I can give them the honest answers that they're looking for.
That's honest.
But no, it was a really cool event. It was fun, wasn't it? I mean, these women were, they were decked out in their Bears gear. They got a chance to meet players, meet all the rookies. They got autographs. They had a really, really good time.
They saw this. They saw the 18-inch python muscles right here. They was, look at that. If the people could, on the radio, if this was taped, they would be able to see.
It's taped.
The arm. Video taped.
Okay, you got out of going to Ladies Night, though. How'd that happen?
No one invited me.
Oh. You must have heard some of the stories. These ladies have a really good time. They ask some outrageous questions.
Yeah. What was one of the most outrageous questions you asked?
Me?
Yeah.
Somebody told me to take off my shirt.
As soon as he got on the stage, someone in the stands, top of their lungs, starts screaming.
No, man. Yeah. The ambulance wasn't there. So, I mean.
Little did they know, all they had to do was come into this studio and you just.
I'll show them the
ads.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's but not. It ain't called it a 4-pack. It looked like a 2-liter bottle. It was. No, but it was a lot
my
of fun.
Muscles are shy, man. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's probably true. It's your first time on the radio filling in for Tom. So, yeah.
That's a good one.
So what's on the show this week? You're recapping Ladies Night, so you'll take us behind the scenes of what everything that AA's talking about, we're actually going to see on TV.
Yes, you will see it. So you'll see the locker room tours, and they got a chance to try on Matt Forte's gloves and some of the pads. And,
ew.
What, do those smell bad?
Yes. Matt Forte's does. Yeah.
I put on Kyle Long's shoulder pads.
Really?
That was a brave move.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that because the next week I'm going to be in Big Guys and Compact Cars with Matt Forte and Kyle Long.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Matt Forte's not a big guy.
I know, but, you know.
That's why they had to stuff
Kyle Long. We don't discriminate. We don't discriminate, you know what I mean? You can be next if you want, and we can talk all about the 29-7 shellacking. Penn State versus Indiana.
Yeah, I'll throw in a couple of Super Bowl phrases.
Also, this week I did a Between Two Helmets segment with Israel Adonijé. So.
Former Bears defensive lineman, very popular player. And,
that's going to be cool.
Doing a lot of work in the community, both here in Chicago and in
I don't know how he
Canada.
Does it. He's been doing it since he's been playing. The guy is like a vampire. He doesn't sleep. He's ridiculous. He has gummy bears out now that you can get at Jewel Osco.
They're really good.
They got Jay on the front.
We ate too many of those on the show.
Jay looks like Spartacus or something. Like he's on there like this. Like he's like chiseled. He's like 0% body fat on there. Get my gummy bears. Like it's ridiculous, man. Izzy's behind all of that.
What's the hardest thing about filming the big men inside these little cars?
Just being inside there with another big individual.
And are you really driving, or is it an illusion?
No, we're driving right out here off the practice field and driving around field, driving through
windows,
Lake Forest.
Windows up or down?
They're up, but the air is on two because we don't want the air too high because then you can hear it coming through the mic. Like,
so you're sweating.
Oh, man.
I'm always sweating. I sweat putting on my socks,
so the
dude.
Big guys are sweating.
I'm always sweating.
Yeah, remember to wipe.
But it's not long.
In
it's like
car.
The longest segment I've ever taped has been like 15 minutes. So it's not long.
All right, here are a couple of ideas that I'd like to see in the future.
Okay.
You know, you were talking about chiseled Jay Cutler. Well, you know that Jay, every year when training camp starts, drives a conversion van down to Bourbonnais.
Yes.
You guys, you got to switch it up, and you got to go in his territory. Bring the cameras, bring all the technology you need, and bring yourself into that van. Take us to a place we can't go.
I'm with it. I know Jay listens to 670 Score every day of his life, so I know he's going to hear that.
Huge fan.
But let's do it. Let's do it. I ain't scared. I'll drive.
I'll drive.
Would you
drive?
Yeah, I don't know that he'll let you, but
I'm a very safe driver, man.
I'm sure you are. And then, you know, Tracy, you talked about Matt Forte. You grew up in Louisiana, right? Mm-hmm. So you must have known what Forte was doing back in the day. He was Slidell, I think.
Ninth Ward.
Yeah, he's from Slidell, which is about maybe an hour from where I'm from. But I've seen him, you know, when he's at Tulane. So he was a pretty talented guy back then, and I thought the Bears had a real good pickup with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's been one of the best running backs in the NFL during his time here. And the thing that stands out to me about Forte is everyone always, and it still bothers him when people say, well, you know, he didn't play for LSU, he didn't play in the SEC. And he goes, check the tape, because every time that Tulane played those SEC schools, they couldn't stop me.
Hey, that's true. Like, he had a real big game every time they played LSU.
Now, I know you went to Indiana, and you probably enjoyed your time there, I'm imagining.
Probably didn't.
But
did
you want to stay closer to home?
Here's the thing, man.
He didn't have a choice.
Everybody wants to go to Indiana.
I did have a choice. I didn't play football until my junior year in high school.
Here we go.
But I wanted.
I'm giving you a story idea.
I wanted to go, you know, somewhere different. You know, I wanted to get away from home. And Indiana was the furthest place away that I can go. And, you know, they were known for their education. I mean, it was in the Big Ten, so I was going to have good competition except for Penn State. And, hey, I signed on the dotted line.
And help prepare you for the cold weather.
His other choice was Louisiana A&M. Never heard of him, right?
Yep.
Well, you would have heard of Tracy Porter, I'm guessing, right? So that's
he's a beast. I mean, he's a Super Bowl champion, man.
Yes, he is. Lauren, thank you so much. So it's Inside the Bears Sunday night, Fox 32 Chicago.
Yep, check it out. Got a lot of good stuff.
Please, and you get to hear my voice.
He doesn't talk like that the whole show. I promise.
Lauren, thank you. Anthony Adams is here. I'm Zach Sabin. More with Bears veteran cornerback Tracy Porter next on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Back inside the PNC studio at Hallis Hall, this is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, alongside special co-host Anthony Adams. I'm Zach Zaidman. Our guest for the hour is Bears veteran quarterback Tracy Porter. Hey, it's time to decide now on the player of the week from last week's game in Detroit, brought to you by Sports Authority. Always a little bit more tougher after a loss, but, you know, there were some positives in the game. The Bears did put up 34 points,
yeah,
and you were able to rally, take the lead. I mean, Alshon Jeffrey returned. I thought he had a big impact from an offensive standpoint.
Yep.
You know, he's a guy that you could include there. Robbie Gould had the game-tying kick. Thayer always likes to say, stop pointing out the things that you can easily see. If you're watching the tape and you're watching the Bears, what would stand out from that game?
I would have to agree with you with Alshon. I believe that he had a great impact on the game. And you know, we haven't had that in you know, the last couple of games. So for him to break out with 100 and something yards that he had, I mean, it helped me. Selfishly, it helped me for my fantasy league. But at the same time, you know, it was good to see him out there, man, and just to be that threat, you know, where you can just throw it downfield and know that either he's going to come down with the catch or it's going to be a pass interference call.
Tracy, I'm sure you'd agree. Alshon is probably
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, and you talked earlier about taking on, and we'll give Alshon Jeffrey the Player of the Week award, brought to you by Sports Authority, for the game in Detroit. You talked about covering Megatron, and you know, Alshon, not as big as Megatron, but still, he's got great size, and
right.
I guess the way the coaches refer to it is he's as good of a contested pass catching receiver that you have in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, his catch radius is ridiculous. I mean, his hands, you know, are ridiculous as well. When he gets his hands on the ball, it's pretty much caught.
Yeah,
I mean, there's, you know, not too many negative things you can say about him. I mean, he's definitely an impact player. And a guy you want on the field come game time.
They should do like a sports science segment on him, like just his hands and his radius. I know they did one on Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
But and I don't know if they're the same height. I think he may be a little taller than Larry. But like you say, his radius, like you don't – it doesn't have to be the perfect pass. Like, you know, just, he can catch it in all angles.
Just get anywhere near him.
Yeah. See, that, and you know what's scary is – you know, you look at – I heard someone say that, you know, Megatron is like the best receiver in football, and then you add 6 inches to him compared to everybody else because he's that kind of a player. But all the rules now favor the receivers. What's it like as a cornerback, especially when it's man-to-man?
Every year,
what's the key?
This is why I say the defensive backs are the most athletic guys in football.
I would disagree, but go ahead. Continue.
This is why I say, yet again, defensive backs
are guest, nice.
I'm gonna let you talk.
The most athletic guys because we have to adjust to the constant rule changes. You know, you can't touch a guy after five. You know, the grabbing that they're allowed to do. You know, we can't put our hands on them. It's just different rules that, like I said, favor the offense. And to be able to adjust and still have good coverage on these guys says a lot about the guys you have on the back end.
What's the key during that 5-yard area where you can get really physical with them and bump them?
Eyes. If you have bad eyes, then you're not going to be able to have the proper leverage, the proper foot placement, the proper hand placement to get that jam on them. If your eyes are wandering, you won't be able to get it done.
And then you can't face guard them?
No.
Right?
No.
I mean, there's a real challenge here to covering the – and it seems like every week somebody's got one of these premier receivers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you think trying to figure out if it's a catch or not is the most difficult thing in the NFL, trying to figure out the rules on covering receivers, on what to hold, or, you know, just trying to figure out the rules, period, on defense is a challenge all in itself.
But they don't have to wrestle 300-pound men, though, every play.
I said most athletic. I didn't say the most physical.
Yeah. I mean, there's different – football
you still got to be athletic to take on a double team. Now. You can't just think you guys are going to go out there.
So backpedaling while a guy's running a 4-3 at you and then you have to turn and run, it's not athletic?
Not if you give him a 10-yard cushion already. Like, I said, you guys, you're going to be jamming out there, man. We don't get a 10-yard cushion. Like, as soon as a ball snap, it's contact.
Exactly.
You
got
to bench press a guy up off you. But seriously,
just laying on a guy.
I think the toughest position to play is gunner.
On special teams.
What?
Well, that's a completely
different. Have you seen this?
That's a
constant double team for, like, 20 straight yards. It's tough, dude. Like, just watching it, I cramp up. Like, because you're using every muscle in your body to get these people up off you. Then you got to go out and make a tackle. Oh, man. You ever played gunner before?
Yes, my rookie year. It was.
Tell the people how hard it is to play that, dude.
It's even harder when you have to play gunner and stay out there and play defense.
Yes. Peanut used to do it, and I thought he was crazy.
Man.
How can you do that?
I don't know.
Dude, it's like you're giving everything that you got, man, and then it's like, all right, do it again.
Man. I think that the toughest thing, just from watching it, is you're always hurt when you're playing football. You're never 100% healthy. Mm-hmm. So you've got to do some of the things that you talked about with these premier receivers, and you're dealing with something, and yet – no one cares what you're dealing with, because if you're in uniform, that means they believe you're good enough to achieve success regardless of how you feel mentally or physically.
Hey, if you're in between those white lines, you're 100%.
Yep.
That's the way everyone looks at it. You know, if you're out there, you can play.
That's the best advice I ever got from Rob Marinelli. If you're down, if you're up, if you're hurt, if you're injured, nobody cares.
Not at all.
Play ball.
There's another defensive coordinator now by the name of Vic Fangio. When we come back, I hear defensive guys raving about him as a coach. I want to know why. Take us on the inside and how Vic Fangio makes players better. We'll discuss next. Tracy Porter's our guest. Anthony Adams is our special co-host. I'm Zach Zabin. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Spend game day with the Chicago Bears Network, starting with Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Advocate Healthcare, 10:30 Sunday morning on Fox 32 Chicago. And after the game, Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by CDW at 10:35 p.m. on The Final Word on Fox 32 Chicago. This is a special bi-week edition of Bears All Access with special co-host Spice Adams. I'm Zach Zaidman, broadcasting for the PNC Studio here at Hallis Hall. And we've got veteran cornerback Tracy Porter as our guest here. Let's start with Vic Fangio, because every time we have a defensive player on the show, they will talk and talk about how Fangio just gets you to see the game in a way that other coaches haven't been able to. Why is that?
I think, firstly, because he's been around the game so long. And, you know, he's seen pretty much every type of offense that you can possibly see. And, you know, he does a great job of breaking down the offense and making it as simple as possible for us. And you can't ask for anything better than as a defensive player. And, you know, as far as his play calling, he does a great job of putting us in the right position with his play calls of, you know, being able to execute at crucial moments in the game.
How often do you spend on a given week begging him to let you blitz from the corner position?
Man. You know, I don't really ask him, to be honest. I would love to, but he probably won't see me. he probably tell me something like, we'll look at it, and it probably won't ever happen.
But if you do, got to make it count.
Have to.
I remember I was playing fullback, and I was blocking for Forte, and we had practice all week for mm-hmm. me to come in on goal line mm-hmm. to be fullback. And we had a couple plays that we had or whatever. And this particular time, we had stopped Minnesota. It was like a three and out. I went over to the sideline, and we're in the middle of the field. So they went through three plays, and then fourth down came or whatever, and they were going to run my play or whatever. So they were calling me on the sideline, and I'm like, nah, I do goal line. Like, this middle of the field. And I'm like, they must be joking with me or whatever. Because we like to joke around all the time or whatever. They're like, nah, seriously, like, you up. So I run, I get somebody else's helmet, I throw it on, I go out there, and we probably got like 15 seconds left for the play. Mm-hmm. So they give me the play or whatever, and then I'm going over everything that I need to do. I'm like, all right, I'm 5 yards. Okay, let me get in my stance, whatever. I'm thinking, what's the play? Are we going to right, left, whatever? I got it. Boom. We run the play. We didn't get the first down or whatever, but they throw a flag, and I'm like, oh, I forgot to report. So, you know, when you come in, you got to report 95, right. Report, yeah, yeah. Whatever. And that's what the penalty was. So I'm like, man, I'm probably never going to play fullback again. So you got to make it count.
Oh, you have to make it count.
Yeah.
You know, he may tell you that we're going to look at it. He may not run it all week. But you get in that game, he's going to call you a corner blitz, and you better show up.
Yeah, for real.
We had a chance to talk to Ed Donatel, the secondary coach, earlier this week. And, you know, he also has loads of experience. And he was with Fangio in San Francisco. One of the things that he mentioned was that they've seen the movie before because of their experience. They know what it takes to build a good defense.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, statistically, among the best teams in the NFL in terms of yardage, but ultimately it's a game of points.
Absolutely.
So what's the next step that you guys have to take here as a defense?
Getting our hands on the ball in the secondary. We don't have any turnovers as defensive backs. We have two total. And they were made by our linebackers. I think three.
Yeah.
But none by the secondary.
Right.
And that can definitely jump starters of going in the right direction. Scoring on defense, that can definitely help. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, taking it a step further of getting off the field on third down. It hurts us at certain points in the game, but if we do a better job of executing on third down, that would definitely help out a lot.
It's going to come. It's going to come in bunches.
Exactly.
Too. Like, you might get three picks next game. Mm-hmm. And I hope it happens against Minnesota, man. I can't wait, man. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. You got zero right now. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you somebody come up with three or two picks. It's going to happen.
Why do you say, and I hear that often, that it comes in bunches?
Because that's just how it happens. If you look at the history of the league, when a guy catches one interception in one game, you know, he starts to feel confident. He's like, okay, I got a feel for what's coming, and he's going to want to make a play on the ball the next time. He's not going to do anything out of the ordinary. He's going to continue to do what he's doing, but the ball just seems to get bigger and bigger the more times you get your hands on the ball for whatever reason.
Sometimes I think that the biggest thing, and I think we talked about this, Tracy, just – maybe you don't get the interception, but rip that ball out.
Yeah.
Because
there's
no guarantee that the receiver should keep the ball once he makes the catch.
Absolutely. And the biggest thing with those is population creates fumbles. I mean, if you get enough guys around the ball, you're going to cause those fumbles.
Yeah. Yeah. You have somebody secure the tackle, then you have somebody else come and knock it out.
Mm-hmm. We've got to take a timeout here before we do. Much was made here of the peanut punch when Charles Tillman was here. As a fellow corner, did everyone in the league go to school on what he does, or is it something that you just can't teach because he's got that?
I think it's just a knack that he had, man, because I've watched him a couple of times, and he would come in and wouldn't even tackle the guy and just punch the ball out.
Yeah.
And it's just a knack that he had for getting the ball out. And, you know, some guys have it, some guys don't.
Pinpoint accuracy.
Yeah, he's one of the best at it.
He knew the pressure points. No matter where you were holding the football, he could always find that vulnerable. Still doing it in Carolina.
He can't even explain it.
Oh, he can explain it.
No, he can't.
It's just a feeling that you have.
Well, it's something else.
Either you have it or you don't.
Let's take a break. When we come back, maybe we'll flip the tables here a little bit and let Tracy Porter interview our special co-host, Anthony Adams. Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Bears All Access continues this bi-week edition from the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. Anthony Adams is my co-host, Zach Zaidman with you, alongside veteran corner Tracy Porter. And Spice has been asking you the questions, Tracy, but I'm sure over the course of this hour that there's a lot that's popped into your head about the interviewer.
How many bowl games did you get to with Penn State?
Three.
What was your record against Indiana?
Something and O.
Oh and something, you said?
No, something and O. We've never lost. As a matter of fact, I had the most tackles I've ever had against Indiana. I had one game, I had 11 tackles and a sack.
Wow.
And one of the sacks was when I just bulldozed the center and the quarterback fell down. I mean, it was like one of those out-of-body experiences where you're like, wow, did I just do that? I did. Sack.
Speaking of I don't believe anything that he just said, but it sounds good.
Look it up. Look at the tape.
Yeah, it's.
I will provide you the tape. Yes, we did. Beta.
Was YouTube out back then?
I had to go. Look on my MySpace page. You'll see it.
Speaking of the Big Ten, I know you guys were watching the end of the Michigan State game.
Heartbreak.
Jeremy Langford, I've never seen him smile so big when I mentioned that.
Man,
they had a 99% chance of losing.
I haven't seen him wear Michigan State gear until after that game. He had the hat, the hoodie, the scarf, the socks.
Wow. Why would just fall on the ball, man? Why would he try to, he kicked it backwards.
What do you mean, kick it?
I don't think he meant to do it. I think, and this is what John Fox talks about. It's the toughest thing to teach guys to be calm in the high pressure situations.
Yeah, well,
this is why you practice all the time. This is why you guys always talk about how you got to start taking practice seriously. And there's been a big emphasis. Purnell talks about it all the time.
Right, coach always says practice are mini games, and you have to prepare. You know, each practice like it's a game.
Yep.
And, you know, the better you practice each day, it prepares you for the game. Simple as that.
Yeah, I remember I was just thinking about this. One time I went so hard in practice, Lovey kicked me out.
Did he really?
I didn't get the memo that Khalil Bell was going to be up that week, and Khalil was on the show team, and I was, like, running, like, trying to get him for screens and draws and stuff like that, and I was, like, hammering, like, boom, boom, boom. And Lev was like, what are you doing? Get out. Get out.
We'll end on that note. Good stuff. We'll see you Sunday on Inside the Bears. Anthony Adams, thank you very much. Tracy Porter, our guest for the entire hour. It's a pleasure talking to you. Zach Zaidman saying so long. Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.